Well, I repeat that. Buenas tardes, hermanos y hermanas. Good afternoon to you, brothers and sisters. It is a special blessing for me to be here today at this occasion. And I think you're a very special circuit. Even I've just been here a few minutes, and I get that. I get that sense of what a great set of people you are, that you've turned out like this evening to rejoice in God for Mark and Carolyn's ministry and to commission them and send them on their way to new ministry and new mission everywhere else. Well done to you. If you've been clapping at other things, give yourselves a good clap now. God bless you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I present to you Mark and Carolyn Lawrence, who have been called to serve in the World Church. Will you please stand? Now, you only have one simple question to answer, and that is what I ask you. You have to say, "We do."
Okay.
That's very easy. Mark and Carolyn, do you believe that you have been called by God to serve in the World Church?
We do.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, will you stand? And you have a special and important affirmation to make, and that I hope you make it with the words, "We will." Brothers and sisters in Christ, will you support Mark and Carolyn with your prayers and encouragement? Shall we pray? We pray for Mark and Carolyn as they embark upon this stage of their ministry. We pray that you will bless them, and through their ministry, they will be a blessing to others as they have been here in this circuit. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the peoples of the Methodist Church in the Caribbean and the Americas, and this day for those in the Guyana district, for its president, Glenna Spencer, and the churches and members of the Mahaika circuit. We thank you for the tie that binds us and unites us now in fulfilling your mission. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the schools and communities that will be part of Carolyn's ministry. May they be encouraged and built up through the ministry of this your servant. Lord, in your mercy. Holy and blessed God, we thank you that you call your people to proclaim your word to the ends of the earth. We commit ourselves to your service this day and commend Mark and Carolyn to your service to grow as we have grown in grace and holiness this day and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Mark and Carolyn, very simply, I commission you to serve in God's world, in God's church, and pray that you will be blessed in your ministry this day and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
And as a symbol of that, I have God's word for you. It is God's word, let me assure you. It comes in big and small parcels. It reflects their character and I think what's been said. So this is for Carolyn.
Thank you.
I'd like you to open it. So this is the God's word, but it comes in a special format.
Pink.
The large print one, because I'm getting so old.
And that's on behalf of the Bible societies, and on behalf of the World Church, that we pray, and we pray that you will take God's word as you have taken it here in this circuit in your ministry. We will take it with you. What I've heard is fills me full of assurance and full of hope that you do it with such a strong sense of power and conviction that I am encouraged by having you both as servants of God commissioned in this way to serve in Guyana. Guyana certainly needs you. Guyana will certainly challenge you. Remember this. Guyana will certainly love you. And Guyana will certainly remember you. God bless you both. And on my behalf, I want to present you with something that has been given to me, Mark, by the people of Guatemala. Guatemala is a land that has been riven by destruction and by warfare, in which widows, women, and children have suffered greatest. The Methodist Church there has set up a project called the Ruth and Naomi Project, in which women and children in the community work towards reconciliation. Mark, you may not wear clerical gear in this part of the world, but in the tropics, it's part of the heritage of missionary work that you have to endure it. So here it is. This is it. So I give you this stole to remember Judith and I on your ministry in this part of the world. The MCCA has certainly blessed us in many ways. God bless you now and always. We continue with All I Need.
In a moment, we're going to sing again, I, the Lord, have seen sky. And in this